Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
We are down to eight. This is the UEFA Champions League quarter-final as Arsenal take on Bayern Munich. Now it's Saka! An Arsenal lead with a brilliant finish from Bukayo Saka. That's a lovely ball for Goretzka. Gnabry, and it's 1-1. It's a brilliant counter-attacking goal from Bayern, finished off by Serge Gnabry. That was a great little covering touch from Jorginho. Now it's a penalty. He went fishing for Sané. And Harry Kane's wish comes true. He scores in the Champions League for Bayern against Arsenal. Saka, neatly done. Jesus. Gabriel Jesus, brilliant feet. Trossard! 2-2!
What a game on our hands.
We certainly do.
So a 2-2 draw between Arsenal and Bayern Munich. They share the spoils. The quarterfinals continue today. We've got big ones coming up between Atletico Madrid and Borussia Dortmund and PSG facing Barcelona. All right, let's get into that Arsenal-Bayern Munich match. This was Arsenal's first quarterfinal appearance in 14 years, Alexis. Bayern Munich, a European giant, but struggling recently. I mean, the storylines were aplenty heading into this one. How do you, as an Arsenal fan, how do you feel about the performance yesterday and the 2-2 draw? Was it fair?
You know those movies where there's like a fight between the two leads, you know, and the one we're all rooting for gets punched in the mouth?
Yeah.
And he looks at the blood and realizes, like, oh, it's game on. That's how I feel right now as an Arsenal fan.
Who got punched first?
I think Arsenal took a nice knock here. I think three of the four goal scorers were Arsenal players. Serge Gnabry developed at Arsenal. Harry Kane developed at Arsenal.
You're keeping him.
I mean, there's photos of it.
He was at Arsenal.
Yeah, he was. He was part of the youth academy. He was there when we won FA Cup. He was celebrating. He was with the group. And then obviously, Leandro Trossard scores the fourth. When I look at how Bayern came in, let me say two things. Saliba, who's one of my favorite defenders in the game, someone I've been very, very proud to have on the team as an Arsenal supporter, and someone who I've always been saying will be the best defender in the league by the time that Virgil van Dijk is done with his career in the Premier League, had a terrible game as far as I'm concerned. The guy goes, I have the stat here. First of all, it's a 42nd match that he started. That's the most this season. That's the most out of any in the top five outfield player. So clearly the guy's an Iron Man. The guy's been done incredibly well. In the last 17 matches, he He's only done, had four fouls, committed four fouls. In the first half, he committed four fouls and gave up a penalty. So he didn't have a great game. Worse than that, Kivior. I thought it was a bit of a mistake to start him. I agree with you want to ride the hot hand, and he's looked great at opportunities. Clearly, there was a problem. He wasn't playing well, and I thought Arteta adjusted. Yeah, Arteta adjusted
it was
the first
call
half.
That I think many people would have made because, like you're saying, hot hand, that was arguably his best team.
Yeah, but here's what I'll say.
He chose.
No one expected Bayern Munich to come in and play this way. No one expected them to sit back and try to counter, and they did so majestically. Harry Kane shows how incredible he is with the ball at his feet, not just in front of goal. Arsenal did a great job to stop him from really getting opportunities in the box. He only had two touches in the box, but it was what he did on springing the counter that was absolutely incredible. He is sublime at moments. I will give him that credit, right? Developed at Arsenal. I will give him that credit, right? He absolutely shows that. And of course, look, it's at the Emirates. It's going to be a penalty for Harry Kane. He's going to score it. But what I will say is Bayern Munich cannot go home and play this way. That is not the way Bayern Munich plays at home. They're not going to sit back. The fans demand them to be dominant at home. And I do feel that that will create chances. The two goals they scored were gifted to them by Arsenal.
Look, if I see a scoreline and I'm Bayern and I didn't see the game, I would say, that's a pretty decent result for Bayern at the Emirates, 2-2, having the opportunity to finish it out at home on your turf. In front of your fans, it's a great result. But given the way that the game went and how Arsenal faltered at times, Bayern maybe felt that they could have got more out of this game.
The Coman off the post was, if that had gone in, I have a very different.
But then at the same time, I need to give a lot of credit to Arsenal because given the context of the game, how they did get punched in the face and they saw the blood, the subs reacted and Arteta had his hand in his game and the 2-2 ended up being a salvageable result. And then we can talk about the egregious penalty kick, in my opinion. But
before we get to the penalty kicks, I just was sitting here quiet, just trying to listen to both arguments being made. And I was really keen to see what an Arsenal fan and the perspective you gave, probably the most realistic after all the Twitter meltdowns I've seen in the last 24 hours, of the fact that Arsenal did not play well.
No.
They got exposed in the match last night. The hot hand is everything. League form is everything. But this is the UEFA Champions League. Teams from Bavaria, teams from Italy, teams from all around the world do not care. They don't give a crap what you've done recently in the English Premier League. And I thought Arsenal were going to learn their lesson from how they played against FC Porto in that first leg. They clearly did not. And credit to the subs. I agree with you there, Nico, that Arteta made the subs and Leandro Trossard, again, comes off the bench, scores a goal. Six goal he scored off the bench this season. The most out of any player in Europe's top five leagues. Mm-hmm. So that, the kudos are given there. But the biggest worrying sign for me was how easily Bayern Munich
had their way.
Had their way on the counter. You had a wounded animal in Bayern Munich. You get the goal, and then you gift them the individual error from Gabriel to gift that goal. That's what gave Bayern life. For Arsenal Football Club, in this second leg, you cannot have individual moments of madness like that.
Yeah.
If you play a solid game, they've been solid, they've been clinical, they've been doing all these things, but if you play a solid game in the second leg, you should take care of business, because the home pressure of Bayern Munich, I do agree with that, we'll get to them, but man, this was a big wake-up call for Arsenal. It should be, because Bayern, they had them, and had it not been for Thomas Tuchel, his moment of madness, taking off Leroy Sané, who was the best player on the field, took him off in the 66th minute. What are you doing? You should never do that. He gave Arsenal the lifeline there. Had Sané stayed on, I think this game has a different ending.
I can see that. If Tomiyasu would have started at left back, which is what I was hoping would happen, I think we also have a very different conversation. But I, as someone who is an Arsenal fan, but I'm looking at this from a bird's eye view, I say they could barely create opportunities. They were creating opportunities on the counter, but they could barely create opportunities outside of that. Both goals were essentially gifted by Arsenal. If I'm walking away from that, I think to myself, other than the Coman off the post, I'm not that scared. I'm worried because Arsenal should have won this game and should be going.
But it's going to be
worried.
But it's gonna,
I'd be very worried.
I think it's going to be different over there.
I'd be very worried.
Arsenal have better quality right now today than Bayern? They do. The game that Arsenal played was uncharacteristic of what
very
we've seen
so.
throughout the entire season.
And do you hopefully think the next one will be as uncharacteristic? I feel like Mikel Arteta would make the right adjustment.
This is where I think like the lack of European experience comes in, you know? You look at what they've done in the Premier League and you think, well, this is one of the best teams in Europe right now, but it's just a different stage, isn't it, Michael?
It very much is. And as I said before, how many times do we see these giants of European football? It doesn't matter what's happening in the club football setting, that the bright lights come on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday. Thomas Tuchel has taken a club to the Champions League final. So how bad he's been in Bavaria does not matter. Just the turning of the switch. The lineup that he put out, it was clear that they were going to hit on the counter. Serge Gnabry, 4 goals in his last 5 matches. The hot hand, I feel for him that he's injured because he was just feeling it. Loves to play against teams in the Prem. Loves to play against London clubs. Harry Kane was set up. Maybe he didn't have his best game, but it was set up for him to quarterback. Mm-hmm. Drop in those half spaces. Jamal Musiala, not as effective, but didn't have to be because the two wide players, they had Arsenal dead to rights. And I think we will be looking back on, if Arsenal get through this, the fact that Gnabry injury for the second leg, that could be the difference.
Yeah, Ben White, that shot on target, I mean, directly into Neuer's hands. Frustrating. And also Saka, I'm sorry, at the end of the match, as much as I absolutely love you.
I was just going to say, are we going to talk about what happened?
He should have taken a shot on goal. I don't understand why he was trying to manufacture a penalty.
Right, but was it a penalty kick for you?
Ooh. Here's what I'll say. If it was called a penalty kick, there's no way to overturn it with VAR.
Right.
But the right call was made.
I'm sorry, but
he's
I see
not
this.
Pen. It's not even tried.
I see this. I see this in real time.
Uh-huh.
Look, in slow motion, you can see how he's trying to bait him, but slow motion is for Steven Spielberg and not for football. Anything can you can distort anything with slow motion in real time. But, and the referee, I can't believe the referee didn't call it. I don't think he wanted to have that onus and the responsibility to make it 3-2 and call it a penalty kick.
Can I bail Saka out real quick?
But
can we play that one more time? Because I just want you to see. Yes, I think Neuer runs up, stops.
It's rash.
But look at Neuer's right leg. Just look at Neuer's right leg. If you can't see it on this angle, but if you look, he is putting it out. Just look really closely at that right leg. See it?
But
see
how it's
still moving?
I'm sorry.
Hold on. If that's why I'm saying you wouldn't have been able to overturn it had that been called a penalty.
And I can't believe it wasn't called a penalty kick. That's like you see it in real time. Like football, we need to judge football in real time, not
Thank
in slow
you.
Motion for the movie theaters.
I get it.
1080p, 27 frames per second. Come on.
This official clearly wanted his hands off this match. He did not want blood on his hands because the Gabriel, he didn't make that call. Thank God he didn't make that call because it would have been a stupid call. To make.
That was
not
weird.
Just as an Arsenal fan, as a fan of football, that is a ridiculous call to have made. Thank God he didn't make that. But this one in particular, it's not a penalty, but in real time, and if you watch that replay,
what do you mean it's not a penalty?
That is
it's
not a penalty because he's still engineering it. He's still putting his legs out. So they both put their legs out.
Here's my one thing of why it's a penalty. So often when we talk about this season, the letter of the law, right? We go to it and say, by the letter of the law. By the letter of the law, Manuel Neuer's leg was stuck out.
Yes.
Yes, Bukayo Saka does.
You know what? I'll take the penalty.
But
allow yourself to be a fan.
Yeah, I can't.
It's a penalty.
Look at his leg. Man. He still brings it out. But they both do.
Right. His leg is out. He's trying to stop himself, but his leg is out just far
he
enough.
Does. He does. He makes
make
a
contact.
Movement out.
It's a rash movement by Neuer, and they both get caught. Is Bukayo Saka maybe fishing for contact? Yeah, but it's not like he's fabricating
maybe
contact.
It's not a natural stride.
But
why am I arguing against
you? I know. This is crazy.
Ridiculous. No, but here's the book. Can we admit that Saka should take this moment and put that shot on target?
Okay. Yes. 100%
he should go around it,
yeah.
And
should
he should own it. At the Emirates, at the end of the match, should have been his moment.
I agree with that, but that didn't happen. We're talking about the penalty kick. It's not simulation. The contact existed.
It's engineered.
Okay.
He's looking for contact. That's not a natural
strike. I think
we
should bring Christina Uncle on later on in the show to clear this up.
Simulation was Denny Bouanga against LA Galaxy. This was not simulation.
That was
it's
a bad
simulation,
that
but he's engineering
that
contact.
Was ridiculous.
It's not in his natural stride, and you could see that from the way he's running.
100%. Listen, wow. Voice of reason.
I'm trying,
here.
Man.
This is crazy.
You know I want to yell the other part.
I'm sipping on whatever mate you're sipping on. That's a pen.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.